Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. and Mrs. America, and all the ships at sea. This is Travel Talk Radio with your hosts, Bob and Sandy Nessoff. Sandy is off on assignment today, so I am here by myself. And our guest this evening is Torun Tronsvang, who is the founder and CEO of an outfit called Up Norway, with an amazing, amazing background. She has a degree in international hospitality from Emirates Academy, from a French school, or I guess that's a Swiss school in Lausanne, an MBA from the Norwegian School of Economics, and she's held positions in Ankara, in Thailand, Maldives, in Dubai, in Bhutan, and what have you. So she's a well-traveled and very, very knowledgeable person, and we're very happy to have Torun with us this evening. Good evening, Torun. How are you?
Hello, Bob. I'm great. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, it's our pleasure, and I'm sure our listeners will enjoy it very much. Tell me, you've got quite a background with degrees and education ranging from Switzerland to the Emirates and on to Norway. What made you decide to start your own tour operation? And tell us something about Up Norway.
Definitely. I've always felt that Norway has so much more to offer than what has traditionally been offered to travelers who used to come to Norway mostly by cruise ships and buses. And I very early in my life got an interest for creating amazing experiences, and I started my education within hospitality. I started traveling myself and spent several years in Bhutan, Thailand, and the Maldives and Dubai. And everyone I talked to had this curiosity for Norway, and I realized that, you know, all our greatest secrets, all the best experiences we had to offer, all those amazing places off the beaten track, they were never marketed or never available for international travelers. So I got this immense desire to create a company that would actually be able to gather all of Norway's best experiences, put them into one seamless journey, and expose them to international travelers so that we can show them something different than what they would get from the traditional travel company, and create a journey that was more meaningful than just a tourist experience.
Well, tell us, Torun, the travel industry right now has taken quite a hit from this worldwide pandemic. How has it affected your operation, Norway, and what plans are you being made for when this is over and people can finally get out of quarantine?
Yeah. To be honest, Bob, it's quite serious at the moment. We are hit really, really bad. And even though our government is being very supportive and Norway is probably one of the best places in the world to be in right now, it's hard and it's tough. And we are dealing with our partners who are people, they're small businesses, and they're also hit quite hard. And we're also dealing with our travelers, our guests who are sad that they're not able to come. They're not sure when they'll be able to travel. And there's so many consequences of this virus, and it's just hard to get a good overview of everything, and no one has the right answer. So mentally and psychologically, it's quite hard. But we've decided quite early on that we really, really want to try to make something positive out of this. So we're trying our very best now to be able to reschedule our travelers' journey so that they can come next year or in 2022 rather than this summer. And then now we're trying to expose Norwegian travelers to our type of journeys rather than just going to a standard hotel in Norway. We want to expose the Norwegian travelers to something more, but most of all, we want to improve our journey, fill them with more meaning, so that when the U.S. travelers and international travelers are ready to travel again, we want to show them Norway in a way that they never thought was possible.
Okay. Where do most of your guests originate from?
Most of our guests are from the States. So we do have 90% of our travelers are from other countries than Norway, but the States are definitely where most of them come from.
All right. Are they from a particular section of the States or from anywhere in the 50?
We do see that we have travelers coming from the big cities, like New York. We do also see that many of those Americans who have Norwegian ancestors, many from Minnesota, they really want to come to Norway. They want to do to research, find back to their families who emigrated from Norway many, many years ago. We do have many of those. We also have some Americans who claim they have Sami, like our native people, Sami heritage, and they want to go back and follow those roots. And those are amazing travelers to welcome to Norway as our guests, because we have so much to show them, and they get a very, very personal experience. So, yes, Americans are not just the travelers we have the most of, but they're also our favorite travelers, because those are the ones we tend to be able to create the experiences for that they're most happy with.
Wonderful. Do you have a tie-in with an airline or transportation for people coming in from the States, or do they make those arrangements on their own?
Many people prefer to make the arrangements on their own because they have different cards they want to pay with. They have deals with airlines, mileage that they want to use. But one thing that Americans should be aware of is that both SAS and Norwegian have great deals to Norway. Like before, you know, Oslo was not really a stopover destination, but with the competition within the airlines and with Norwegian now having many direct flights from several cities in the U.S., that's also an airline to consider at the moment.
Okay. What's the average age of your visitors? Are they a younger crowd, or do you cater to an older group?
We do have quite a variety in ages, but our guests are mostly between 40 to 60, and we can create great experiences for millennials as well as for mature travelers. So we have some travelers who prefer to stay extremely active. They can be young or old, and we also have some travelers who prefer wellness, who prefer to just have time to reflect, spend time in nature. So we can adapt, but now today, or for the last few years, it's been generally from 40 to 60.
All right. Tell us something about the itineraries that you have for your guests.
Definitely. So we tend to get the type of travelers who prefer to get an itinerary totally personalized to them. So we tend to get a traveler who values flexibility, who also values that you get trust, you establish this relationship with a travel advisor, a travel specialist, and you're able to give them trust to make choices on your behalf, basically. We believe as people that we really want a lot of choices, that what we see is that when people have trust to what we do, we're able to make really good decisions on guests' behalf, when we get to know them, when we get to know where their interest lies, if they have some must-sees or must-sees they want to do when they're here, and then basically set up an itinerary that is personalized totally to that traveler. So it's typically people who do a lot of business, who are busy in their life, who can either enjoy travel planning or not, but want one person to rely on to make decisions on their behalf, and who also want to make sure that everything is smooth when they travel.
Okay, so you would cater your itineraries toward the individuals or a group of individuals or what have you. What are some of the activities that you provide? We were talking before we went on the air about people in the, say, the 50 and up crowd who are looking for something more than just sitting in a tour bus, getting out and really doing some active touring. What would you have for them?
Well, Norway is definitely a place for the adventure traveler, but it's also become a place for the culturist. So if you look at different activities, of course, there's a great variation between winter and summer. There's a lot of hiking, there's a lot of cycling, it could be trail biking, it could be road biking, it could be in winter skiing, dog sledding. We also have, I have to admit, like one of my favorite experiences in Norway and the development that I'm really enjoying at the moment myself is how our country now is developing into a culinary theme. It's both really, really increasing its quality and how it can offer really, really great local food experiences, as well as Nordic gastronomy. And that is amazing. And people are surprised by that, because most people don't have those associations to Nordic country theme. But we have an increasing number of Michelin-starred restaurants and really, really amazing food experiences. I also have to admit that being active in the winter under the northern lights, being up in the very far north of Norway, spending time with reindeer, being able to take part in the reindeer migration in spring, being able to do a road trip in the northernmost part of Norway where we have a mostly amazing moon landscape, doing a hike in a national park. There's so much to choose from. So basically, as long as you get a good understanding of what people are after, there's unlimited the number of opportunities to recommend.
All right, you mentioned skiing. Are you doing Nordic skiing, alpine skiing, or a combination thereof?
Me, personally, I prefer the cross-country skiing. But what we see from our travelers, what they tend to prefer is what we call randonnée ski. So you would be basically walking up to the top of the mountain and then ski down. And within that day that you spend doing that, you will climb a new mountaintop. You'll get new views, some fjord views from the top of the mountain. You would have time to sit in the hillside, enjoy what we call your matpakke, which is a Norwegian-style packed lunch. Spend time with your guide, learn how to survive on the mountain, how to cope, because the mountain is also somewhere where you should really be safe, take precautions. But randonnée skiing is truly an amazing experience, and it's also an incredible natural experience or a scenic experience. So that's a favorite for sure.
Now, you said walk up the mountain. They're not on a ski lift. They're actually walking up the mountain to the top of the trailhead?
That's right. So if you go to Italy, for example, there are a lot of good gondolas. But in Norway, as Norwegians, we're quite used to actually walking up the mountains ourselves. We do see a recent development in the number of gondolas being planned and built in the country. But if you're truly Norwegian or truly Nordic, you should actually walk up the mountain yourself before you ski down. Part of the experience.
I think you just lost me. I love alpine and downhill skiing, but I really enjoy sitting on a lift and going up to the top of the trail.
Yeah, that's also possible for those who want that.
Okay, I see that Up Norway takes travelers off the tourist trail and into remote locales. Tell us something about that.
Definitely. There are some areas in Norway that are iconic. Like most people, they want to go to Bergen to see the UNESCO harbor, which is absolutely stunning, to go to see the fjords, which is also absolutely stunning. But again, you know, there are the most authentic places in Norway where you can meet and interact with locals who are not there to cater for tourists, but basically welcome people as guests into their homes. And because me and my colleagues, we spend a lot of time traveling the country, we know all these people and we know the places where we send guests to. So we know about all these secret places all over the country where you can go and have really, really neat experiences that are not typical tourist experiences. You do have, one of my favorites at the moment is, as mentioned, a place in Norway called Varanger, which is in the very, very far north of Norway, where there are some amazing spots at the northern coast, where the next part of the world is the Svalbard, Spitsbergen, almost up to the North Pole. And the places you can find in these areas and the people who live here, they're so robust. They have these incredible stories to tell. They're tough, they're hard. They live these amazing lives that you just want to listen to their stories. You want to spend time with them to just learn about how life is so different for some people to the life you would live in a city, for example. You also have the Lofoten Islands, where you could travel, like for an American traveler, that would be very, very remote and off the beaten track in itself. But you also have amazing small farms that you could go to, meet people who have just sort of made their own life. They've moved from the cities back to these amazing locations and just become entrepreneurs and started their own businesses. There are so many stories all over the country that are just dying to be told.
Okay, we're going to have to take a break for a moment or a moment and a half while we run some commercials, and we will be right back with our guest this evening, Toron Tronsvang of Up Norway.
Bud Light presents Real Men of Genius.
Real Men of Genius.
Today we salute you, Mr. T-Shirt Launcher Inventor.
Mr. T-Shirt Launcher Inventor.
Not satisfied with standard souvenir distribution, you created a device with enough kick to dislocate a mascot's shoulder.
Someone get a stretcher.
Courtside, luxury box, upper deck. Your high-powered cotton cannon makes every section the nosebleed section.
Hit the deck!
So simple, anyone can operate it. After a background check, a training course, and a five-day waiting period.
It only shoots T-shirts.
So crack open an ice-cold Bud Light, marksman of the mezzanine, because we know you'll give us the shirt off your back at 180 feet per second.
Mr. T-Shirt Launcher Inventor.
Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Black is back, and only at Quiznos. It's the Black Angus on Rosemary Parmesan. Quality, thick sliced Black Angus steak topped with melted mozzarella and cheddar. Try it. You're gonna like it. Quiznos. Toasty.
How do you make a tasty sub? There's the Quiznos way, and there's Wrong Way.
Hello.
Quiznos uses meat sliced fresh daily. Wrong Way uses shingle pack meats in a bag. Quiznos uses bread made especially for toasting. At Wrong Way. And now, fresh out of the Quiznos oven, is our new peppercorn parmesan turkey with bacon sub. Only $3.49 for a... what the? For a limited time only at Quiznos.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to Travel Talk Radio with our guest this evening, Toron Tronsvang of Up Norway. Welcome back, Toron. Let me ask you this now. Are the trips simply tours, or I think we kind of got into it just before the break. Is there much physical activity involved? Norway has some very remote areas and mountainous terrains. Do you go into that? Do your guests go into that? Do they want to go into that?
Well, if you look at our website, upnorway.com, you can see that we have a variety of different itineraries or journeys. So we do have some guests who prefer to stay very active, and other guests who prefer to relax and just enjoy the wellness part of the journey. But most guests, they enjoy the combination. So we can set up hikes or activities that are sort of culturally focused or light, like soft adventure focused, or also hardcore. So we can basically cater these to each and every guest.
Okay, so your guests are interested in hiking some of the remote trails or biking, and you do provide activities. Do you provide the equipment that would be necessary for these, you know, extra strength activities?
We do. We provide everything. We really do recommend that guests do activities with professional nature guides when they are in Norway. It adds so many elements of value to the experience. One is the safety element and the practical element of a guide bringing all the equipment, making sure you have everything you need, making sure you're safe, knowing where to go. But it's also the stories you will get when you walk with the local guide. So we always recommend doing that. And we have some guests who prefer to be part of a small group when they do different activities, whether it's kayaking, cycling, hiking, Northern Lights experiences, etc. And we have some guests who prefer to be private experiences where they can have the guide at their own disposal.
Now, earlier you mentioned local cuisine. Tell us something about what the wonderful foods that Norway or Norwegians like to eat that you'll share with your guests?
Definitely. I'll tell you about one of my favorite experiences. In the middle of Norway, you'll find a part of the country called Trøndelag, and we have an amazing hotel called Britannia. It's an historic hotel. It's been there for years and years, but it's recently undergone this amazing renovation, and it's now an historical classical pearl that's modernized into perfection. A lot of technology has been used, and it's impressive. It's an experience just staying there. But I also have some of Norway's best restaurants within that hotel. So if you go to this part of Norway, you can have Nordic gastronomic experiences in the city of Trondheim. We have three Michelin-starred restaurants, and one of them is within the Britannia Hotel itself. We have another one called Trebro, where you can experience really, really, really local and sustainable food experiences. So the female chef, Heidi Bjerkan, she's the first chef who have received the Michelin Sustainability Award for the work that she's done working with local farmers to get these amazing produce that she turns into delights in her restaurant. But what's also interesting about this area of Norway is that if you venture out to the coast, you'll be able to experience some of the most amazing fish and shellfish in the world, not just in Norway. You can go free dining with the people who deliver food to these amazing restaurants, not just in Norway, but all over the Nordic countries. You can go foraging for herbs, mushrooms. And then on the completely other side of Trondheim city, you can go up in the mountains to Røros, which is another UNESCO area known to be an industrial city and now is known for its picturesque wooden building and buildings in all different colors. But this is also an area which is known for its local food production, but then focused on game, so reindeer, grouse, all different types of foods you would find in the mountains. So this is truly a destination for a person who's a foodie.
Do you encourage any hunting with the guests, or is that verboten?
That's also possible, actually. In September, the grouse hunting season starts, and this is a good place to be in the very, very far north of Norway in the county called Finnmark, where you can actually go grouse hunting with the Sami people, our natives, and you can stay in lodges out in the mountains that can only be reached with in summer or autumn with special ATVs or trucks. Small trucks, or in the winter, you can reach them on snowmobiles. That's certainly an experience.
Okay. How do you match your guests with your local partners?
When we have a guest who is interested in traveling with us, we will spend some time trying to map that person out, find out who they are. So we don't necessarily ask them, where in Norway do you want to go, what do you want to do, because a normal person won't know the answers to those questions. So we'll try to find out what their interests are, who they are as people, what travel experiences they have enjoyed before, what the experiences they've had with travel advisors, and we'll listen to their stories, and we'll be able to find out, okay, who is this person, and then we can make a recommendation for their journey in Norway based on that.
Okay, so you have some pretty decent contact with the guests before they come. Again, how would the guests contact you to get information?
Well, the best point to start is on our website, upnorway.com, where they're able to press a button called Tailor My Journey. And if they do that, they can go through our very, very easy and interactive matching process where they can be inspired at the same time. And at the end of that process, it takes about 3 minutes. It results in a request that is sent to our team. They can also call us. So the country code for Up Norway is +47. Then our phone number is 41262960. Or you can also simply email us at travel@upnorway.com.
Okay. Now you do sustainable travel. Tell us about that. That sounds quite interesting.
Yeah, we don't want to brag and say that we're the most sustainable travel company in the world, but what we want. Like, we have this curiosity in our team. We have people who are knowledgeable about sustainability. We understand that sustainability is so much more about just the environment. And what we have done now, especially now in these difficult times that we're going through, we have shifted our focus to look at our long-term strategy. How can we become a truly sustainable company? But how can we also inspire our partners, our travelers, to make better everyday choices? We do know that Norway has succeeded in many of the sustainability goals that the UN has set out, but we know that there's also a lot of room for discussion, and we want to engage travelers in those discussions, make the journeys they have in Norway more meaningful by both exposing them to the good things that Norway have done related to sustainability, but also to engage in conversation. Like, we have areas where we can improve, but we also have areas where we can inspire travelers to go home and improve how they live their everyday life. And we're working now every single day to get better on that.
Okay. Now, you have something called a chat service. What is that?
So we do have a chat service on our website, but I think just to go a step back, like, one of the main focuses that we've had from the beginning, because we're just a three-year-old company, is to focus on how can we use technology for our advantage and therefore our partners and our travelers' advantage. And what we've realized is that the modern traveler, especially the one who seeks luxury, does not seek to just interact with a machine. They don't prefer to have everything automatic. They prefer to have a person who understands them, who they can interact with and relate to. But when it comes to making a journey that is smooth, seamless, where nothing goes wrong, we need technology in the background. So we focus a lot on that, finding technology that can help us with better and more personalized service. All our guests, they are given a digital itinerary when they travel, where they have access to all their information, their booking confirmations, and also the personal recommendations that we give to them, as well as navigation tools and the chat that you're mentioning. So if traveler needs anything while they're traveling in Norway, they can reach us 24 hours. And let's say if weather happens or if we need to reach them, if a boat is not on schedule, for example, we're able to inform travelers directly so that we can entertain them, find an alternative if need be, so that they never have to worry about any aspect of their journey. And that's been a great success for us to be able to have that.
Okay. We've got about 2 minutes left. Tell our listeners, what type of accommodations do you provide?
Our favorite accommodations to provide are those that create something more, that can give something more than just being a place to sleep and a place to stay. So we prefer small boutique hotels. We prefer treetop hotels. We prefer hotels where someone's been inspired, who created this iconic architecture within a building, where they have amazing food experiences that add value to the stay, and it's not just sort of a bed on its own. So we prefer not to use many chain hotels, but to use hotels where there are private owners, small, and that give more than just basically a bed to sleep.
Okay. Our guest this evening has been Torunn Trondsvang of Up Norway. And just tell us one more time how the listeners can contact you. We're just about out of time. Want to give them a chance at coming up to see Norway. It sounds like quite a country.
Definitely. So when the world is ready to travel again, please go and look at upnorway.com, press the button Tailor My Journey, and send us your request, and we'll do our very best to create your dream journey.
Okay, Torunn has told us that the guests are quite a range of ages and groups and what have you, and the trips are tailored to each one of them. Our guest this evening has been Torunn Trondsvang, who is the head of Up Norway. She's the founder and CEO of it. And from what we've heard, it's quite a country, and don't miss it. Torunn, thank you very much for your time and for talking to our listeners. We appreciate it. You have a good day and be safe, and we look forward to the reopening of travel in the world again. Good evening.
We do too. Thank you so much.
Be well. All right. Goodbye now.
Goodbye.